Compass FM with Steph. And in the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM, Teresa Evans from Citizens Advice Bureau, North Canterbury. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you.
Really nice to see you back in the studio today. So how's things been going with Citizens Advice Bureau so far?
Well, we're going well. I think the end of the year is coming and some of our volunteers will be looking forward to that, you know, getting a bit tired. Yeah. However, like most of us, you know, we've all got families and things, so there's Christmas present buying and planning ahead and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it will be nice to have a break.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, much as we love serving our community.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, you do a lot in the community. So, but for those who might not be aware, what are some of the things that you offer in the community as an agency?
One of the things that we prize is our in-depth interviewing of a client. Often that's face-to-face, but it can be done on the phone as well. And that's really identifying what's happening for a client or what information they're looking for, and to find out what they've done so far. So we don't tell clients what to do. Our trained volunteer researchers options and that are specific to the client's situation, and then explains them to the client in a way that helps them understand and work out what to do next. And, you know, we can help if that follows up with maybe a letter needs to be done and the client's not too sure how to word it. We have got some templates of letters, you know, including legal ones off the community law website, that sort of thing. But we can help a client put things together. Sometimes people have a lot in their head, but they don't know how to transfer it onto paper.
Because it gets overwhelming, because sometimes you find yourself in a place you never thought you were going to be, right?
Exactly.
And you go, oh, how did that happen? And where do I go to? Where do I,
that's,
you know,
right,
start?
And it can be quite scary, yeah, particularly for people who feel that they've got life, you know, life's going quite well, yeah, and then boom, something happens, and it trips people up, and they just know, because they've not experienced it before, they don't know who to go and see, what to ask.
You don't know what you don't know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the great part with Citizens Advice Bureau North Canterbury, and across the board, all the Citizens Advice Bureaus. I love the fact that you do that research, you know, you ask those questions.
Yes, we do. And we have clinics, yep, which are free for clients to come to. So some of our volunteers are also justices of the peace. So check with us when they're on duty. They can certify documents and do other things that JPs do. We've also got free clinics for budgeting, employment, immigration. And we've got two types of legal clinics. We've got a 10-minute one with local lawyers who rotate through a schedule over the year.
Yep.
And then on a Monday, we have a longer appointment available with Community Law Canterbury. So they're there all day on every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just get in touch with us about that. We've got volunteers who are happy to help clients prepare a CV.
Wonderful.
Either from scratch or to amend what you have,
yes,
and do covering letters. As I said, we can help with forms and applications. And, you know, we've got information around settlement for people coming into New Zealand. So newcomers, either to the country, yeah, and or to the area, we're very happy to see you and put you in touch with local
other agencies.
Yeah. And also what's going on, yeah, how you can connect socially, mm, walking groups,
coffee groups,
all those sorts of things. We can give you what we can find on the database, but that's always a start for people.
And the great part is, naturally, if you don't know, you're going to research that, and then do you give them a time frame as to when you'll get back to them by?
Yes, generally we'll research while they're there,
okay,
because we've got a great website,
mm-hmm,
which includes a community directory. So we've got a lot of local stuff on there. Plus we've got pamphlets and leaflets, and you know, they're as updated as they're given to us. So,
gotcha.
You know, we try and make sure everything's up to date.
For sure.
But yes, we try and deal with a situation for a client at the time. But if a client's happy to leave a phone number, say they're on the phone,
mm-hmm,
we'll research it and get back to them with fuller information. We can also email that in more detail, plus links for the clients to click on, that sort of thing. And we do deal with email inquiries, so wonderful. Whatever suits you, because not everyone can come and see us during our hours, yeah, because they're working, or particularly if you live out this way and you work in Christchurch, very hard to juggle. So we'll work in with the client.
It's nice and easy. And is it all confidential? Because sometimes people might be in a situation where they don't want too many people to know.
It's anonymous.
Yeah,
unless clients give us permission to call them back by providing a first name and phone number.
Yes.
And for the clinics. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we don't need to know who you are. And sometimes we get people who prefer not to go to other agencies, particularly maybe government ones, where they have to identify themselves and all of that sort of thing. Nothing against the other agencies. No. It may just be the particular situation of the client.
Feel more comfortable possibly coming to
just you coming where it's anonymous and we don't generally know who they are. But of course, in a smaller community, some of us tend to you'll recognise a face or whatever. But although we're a voluntary organisation, we try to put a professional front on. We will, even if we recognise a client, we'll acknowledge that. And if the client doesn't want to deal with that particular volunteer, well, that can accommodate.
Yeah.
And we've got a private area where people can move to as well, so that their conversation's not overheard.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Teresa from Citizens Advice Bureau North Canterbury, you need funding as well too, because you're like us, you're an organisation, and your vital services that you provide in the community. Have you got a Christmas raffle coming
up? We do. And we're quite excited about this one. Our first prize is a signed and framed 2023 Crusaders shirt donated by the Crusaders.
Wow, that is fantastic.
We're just so thankful to them for offering this. We've valued it as priceless.
Exactly.
In our list of, we've got Hiranui River jet boats, ride from Energy Jet.
I'd really like that. I need to buy some, actually.
Good. Yep. And we've got a Christmas hamper, we've got a garden voucher, and we've got a lovely duvet.
Oh, nice.
And so tickets will be available in our office, which is 209 High Street, Rangiora, from next week.
Okay, but if we can't come to the office, are you going to be out and about now?
Yeah, we'll be outside some of the Countdown and New World supermarkets. I'm not sure if it's New World. I think check the supermarkets. Countdown
Failing that.
I'm tongue-tied at the moment and I'm getting myself in trouble.
That's right. Give you a call at the office, essentially, is what
That's it. And as you're passing in and out of some of the supermarkets, you'll see us, and we're very grateful to the supermarkets that have given us permission to do that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Hey, now Teresa, you mentioned the website before. What is that website? So, can anyone just pop onto that website?
Yep. Yes, anyone, any member of the public can. It's www.cab.org.nz, and it gives the public access to a lot of the information that CAB has available about people's rights. And again, talking through with a CAB volunteer adds perspective.
Gotcha.
So it means you can, a client can do a bit of homework.
Yeah.
But often there are other links and things, and the people come in and say, well, I understood this bit and this bit, but I got a bit bamboozled here. Or it's said to go somewhere else and I didn't quite understand what.
Or you end up down a rabbit hole somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, we'll go through that with you. And even if you're on the phone, we can direct you to the website, say, click on this, just direct people
you're
step
together,
by step.
Essentially.
We're working together.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. So we're just helping people be aware of rights and how to act on them, because people do struggle from time to time.
For sure, absolutely. Yeah. Now, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to someone?
Okay, well, the address, as I said, is 209 High Street, Rangiora. Phone number 03 313 8822, and email is northcanterbury@cab.org.nz.
Wonderful, and I'm going to grab some of those raffle tickets from you.
Excellent, thank you. Appreciate the support.
I'm hoping that I'll get the first prize. It looked really nice on my wall.
I think there's a queue for that.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. Yeah.
Steph's winning it, just by the way.
Look, it's all to be drawn all above board.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you
no
so much.
No conniving here.
No, not at all. Teresa Evans from Citizens Advice Bureau, North Canterbury.
Compass FM.